SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Ile nei vai tau o le taunga tā o le tau o le soifuanga i au se talia nei. O la valau fa asoa, ma mawhai o na sefe se vaenga o tupe maualo ainga i se vai aso po o se lua vai aso. O le disposable income, o le awha i o tupe e te toe mai ina ua umaona tō ese lafonga. Tupe e whai iei lau wha asoa i pili e tutongi, a tō ai ma le whata uome ai. E tu saima se ripoti a le Officer of Wainumera wha maumawina, le Australian Bureau of Statistics, o le toa te leo ai ngai au se talia nei. E nā o le tasi, tesi ma le tasi pasene, o le disposable income, e mawhai o na sefe. O se tūlanga na sāu no ai le sui whātonu o le Anglicare Australia, May Aziz, e te tau o na whaapopole ina ai le malo tele.
It is concerning that fewer and fewer people are able to save and have a buffer, but it's also not surprising because we know that rents have been going up by about 10% every single year. Rents have gone up by about 75% since the onset of the pandemic. I don't know anybody who's had a wage increase of 75%. And so it's really not surprising when we're seeing so many people in rental stress, but also housing stress.
Ata ua fo'i e mei a zis, e to atele a inga o lo ofa inga luenga uma le tina ma le tamā, ai o lo o tālo sanga atu pea i le Anglicare mōni fesoa soani.
It used to be the kinds of people who came to us for emergency relief were people who were genuinely having a financial emergency, you know, some really big unexpected cost hit them. Or there were people who were trying to manage on a very, very low income, people on JobSeeker and other Centrelink payments. Often come to emergency relief providers for help. But now we're seeing people who are in paid work, maybe there are households where there are even two people in paid work, headed up by two people in paid work, coming to us for help. And that is new, and it's really a sign that living costs are spiralling out of control.
Ua ovai leono se fulu tau sanga o wha amau pōpoina e le Australian Bureau of Statistics, wha amau maunga, o le au wha iesefe e ainga i au se talia nei. Ina ua uma ona tō e sea la fonga, po o le au wha iesefe mai i a la tō disposable incomes. Na sāu noa Professor Bill Mitchell o le mata upo le Economics i le Universite o Newcastle, i tausanga taitasi talumai le afe i vaselau ono se fulu, ua mōli mawina ai le alu alupea i lalo o le au whai o tupe e te toa mai i le whaasoa a ainga, ma mawhai o na sefe i se whaaputu ngā tupe.
If you look at it over the decades, in the 1960s, for example, when we had very strong growth and strong productivity growth and strong GDP growth, very low unemployment, the household saving ratio was up around 16%. As we approached the sort of mid-90s, the household ratio started to fall. Households went crazy with borrowing, and the household debt ratio rose from like 60% of disposable income to nearly 200%. Just before the global financial crisis in 2007, the household saving ratio had become negative. Households were in total spending more than their incomes each period. That's totally unsustainable.
Na sauno foi Professor Bill Mitchell, o le tūlanga e siliona a fiai a inga e le aise vaenga tupe e sefei vaenga so uma. O le tū lai mai lea o se suinga e le i mafau fawina, pēna fuafua i ai. E pei o se tasi o le ulunga lii, e te i ua vāea mai lana ngā luenga, ma le to e maua ai lona tatongi.
If households are highly indebted, which they are, that they've got very, very little margin in their saving ratio, then small changes in circumstances like the second breadwinner loses their job or hours of work are cut back, then those houses are incredibly vulnerable and become insolvent. That's it. Now then, if they become insolvent, they lose their houses, the spending reductions that are forced on them then flow through to the rest of the economy, and you end up with a much worse situation than you would ever want.
Nasao noa efi zahos ole invest smart ole masani ile faanga o se vaenga tupe mai le disposable income e sefe I se fa aputunga tupe mole lumanai e le o se masani e ta atele I tangata no ua Australia.
Australians tend to be better at paying off their debt than actually saving. And it's more of a behavioural trait. I mean, when you think about it, we will do anything and everything to make sure our mortgage payments are made, for example, or to make sure our car payments are made.
Na sa unua fo'i efi zahos o le invest smart, e te tauana yei I se whaaputu ngā tupe le whaatusa I leono masina o lou tatongi mō whaalavelave whaafuasei. O lona winga, a se lau wafe tā la lou tatongi le tausanga, e te tauana lima se fulu wafe tā la ua sefe I se whaaputu ngā tupe mō mea te tupu e le I fua fuaina. E pei o lou vaea mai lau ngā luenga, po o le vaea o lou tuolua mai lana ngā luenga.
Right now it is hard for most Aussies to even think about building up a savings buffer. We've spent the last 3 years really ripping out our savings. Most experts say you need 6 months worth of your salary in an emergency account. That's not going to happen. I mean, when you think about it, that's tens of thousands of dollars. I think it's really important to break it down and do what's known as a bare bones budget. So actually write down what are the essentials that you have to pay. Take out everything else, just the essentials. Get that figure and then times it by how long do you think you would remain unemployed in your industry. Even $1,000 in an emergency fund is better than nothing. But in the long run, it is important to build up a savings buffer.
A tonu oleva aile nai au se talia nei. Ai wha pe fea, le tūlanga I le le utuva, ma le ano anoa I o wha lave lave, ma mea wha ale lotu. E aluai le disposable income o le toatele o tangata maainga Samoa. O le reporti na whaamaupoapoina e Rania Yallop, mō le SBS News.
Like, share, mafaali sau finangalo, muli muli I le SBS Samoan I le Facebook.